related questions. Bill hasn't been introduced yet, right?
No, the bill hasn't been introduced, but I'm expecting in the next couple weeks we will see something, because we're going to be running short on time with the holidays coming up.
So my guess is, would it be referred to Ways and Means at this point?
The current draft bills that we've seen, they all fit better in Ways and Means Committee. They don't include a lot of the things that you saw in the original stadium bill from years ago, which made it a better fit to go to convention and tourism.
The reason I ask is I looked at the composition of that committee, and it features a lot of people who are pretty skeptical about this. Do you think it's going to be, I know it'd be kind of anticlimactic for a bill to just fizzle out in committee, but is it going to be hard to get it out of there?
You know, I think with any of these bills, it depends on the sponsors, the people that are carrying the bill, how much time they spend explaining and answering questions for the members who have questions. And I think if they put forth a good, reasonable argument, which they should expect to do, I think it has a fair chance of passing.
I read it on the St. Louis Magazine about the whole confusion over whether it's going to cost more than $6 million. Have you seen that? Do you have a thought on that?
Yeah, I've seen that. And this St. Louis Magazine, Ray Hartman.
Ray Hartman.
Yeah, he did a great job of summing all of that up. That article was in line with the bills that we've seen, right? It was the numbers in his article were accurate.
So you've gotten a sense the city's contribution is going to be more than $6 million a year eventually?
Well, it's my understanding that they are now going back to the table to redo the entire thing, right? So I think they're looking at different options. The current bill, all we have in front of us today, or the only thing that anybody has seen today, is the bill that was covered by Ray Hartman in St. Louis Magazine.
Right. But I'm kind of getting a sense that there are different layers of opposition here. There's obviously Antonio French talking about crime, and there's just a lot of people I've talked to off the cuff who seem, some of them are for it because of the jobs and the union jobs, but some of them just don't like stadium funding. Are you getting that sense too?
Yeah, you're getting that. Some people there, like you said, there's different classifications of people. There's some people that don't like the overall funding of the stadium. Some people are having problems because it did not go to the vote of the people. Then you have others that say, almost at all costs, let's make sure St. Louis maintains its NFL status. And then you have others that say we have much bigger priorities, like public safety and the crime in our city, which everyone in the city of St. Louis should understand that is a big issue. We have, over 150 murders this year, and we need to make sure that if we're putting funding in place that we've addressed some of those issues that we deal with every day, that people deal with every day.
Last question. Do you think this can get to 15 votes?
I don't know. We haven't seen, they still have yet to give us a final bill. The one that we currently have in our possession, which was covered in St. Louis Magazine, that bill, I don't think it would have got to 15 votes, right? The new plan that they're working on is still up in the air, and hopefully they'll give us something soon to look at so we can begin to assess what we do.
I'm getting a sense from what you told me, if the city's payment is more than $6 million, it's going to be tough to pass.
If the city's payment is more than $6 million, it will be very difficult to get it passed out of the current board, because there's just, with all the other priorities, it'll be very difficult.
There's going to be a span of time where we're going to be paying $6 million for the old stadium and then $6 million for the new stadium.
Absolutely.
So you can't have a situation where you're paying six and then eight for the new stadium.
Exactly right. And anything we're talking about now is almost speculative, because we haven't seen the new bill. Under the current bill that they gave us, the current one we have in our possession, those numbers would not work. It just would not work, and it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to get a bill like the one they currently gave us passed through the Board of Alderman.
All right. Thank you very much, as always. All right.